Hello and welcome to a podcast by Scotland's Rural College that is focusing on our research on community wealth building in Scotland. This work is funded by the Scottish Government Strategic Research Programme 2022 to 2027. My name is Kerry Doyle, and I'm joined in this podcast by Ellie Brody. We collaborated on this research looking at the community wealth building pilots in Scotland. This podcast is summarizing recent work we've done on community wealth building pilots and Pioneer. As part of our wider community wealth building work, you'll be able to find a number of other podcasts about community wealth building and reports on our website, which is ruralexchange.scot. So for clarity, what we're doing with our community wealth building pilots is we're recording a series of short podcasts with an overview that makes it easy for listeners to navigate. Otherwise, it'd be quite a long podcast. So this is a podcast which is explaining more about the work on community wealth building in Ayrshire. So Ellie, can you start us off by introducing the work on community wealth building that has been ongoing in Ayrshire?
Yes, sure. So North Ayrshire Council pioneered community wealth building in Scotland. It wasn't one of the five Scottish Government pilots, but elements of Ayrshire's approach, which was really comprehensive, can be seen throughout the five pilot areas.
Yeah, brilliant. So just to repeat that point, because it's been something of confusion, I think, for a lot of people. Ayrshire didn't have the pilot funding that the other pilots, when people talk about community wealth building pilots in Scotland, that was not actually Ayrshire in terms of the growth deal or one of the local authorities there. But we call it a pioneer in our work, and it was fundamental to the piloting process, which happened separately. So in terms of Ayrshire, just briefly, where is Ayrshire located for listeners who don't really know much about Scottish geography?
Yeah, sure. It's in the southwest of Scotland.
Yeah, brilliant. It's relatively close to Glasgow, I'm going to say, you know, an hour's drive. So not particularly remote, but with some quite rural aspects of it, and lots of agricultural work happening there, as well as fishing ports and some islands.
Also. Islands too, yeah, importantly.
Yep. Okay, so when did Ayrshire's community wealth building work start?
Well, we need to look back to 2016, really, when North Ayrshire Council pioneered community wealth building policy in Scotland by working with the Scottish Government on an inclusive growth diagnostic pilot. Now, that identified key constraints and challenges of the North Ayrshire economy. At that time, there were conversations happening about community wealth building policy between the then leader of North Ayrshire Council, the Centre for Local Economic Strategies, or CLES, and counterparts in some English local authorities where community wealth building policy was being implemented, such as in Preston in Lancashire.
Okay, so what happened then in Ayrshire?
So CLES, who I just mentioned, worked with North Ayrshire Council to undertake a community wealth building diagnostic, and that identified what the council were doing already and what they needed to do to unlock the potential of community wealth building. And that early development really became a key mechanism of Ayrshire's inclusive growth journey. And those diagnostic recommendations formed the basis of the council's community wealth building strategy, which was the first in Scotland, and that was launched in May 2020.
Yeah, and for listeners who've been listening to other podcasts around that, the pilots, community wealth building pilots, that was published just before the Scottish Government committed to this pilot funding for those five other areas. So I'm sure that was a key influencer in terms of that decision. If anyone wants to write in and they disagree with that, we'd love to hear from our listeners as well. Ellie, so what did Ayrshire do to implement the community wealth building strategy after they
Well, they did quite a lot. So North Ayrshire Council formed a community wealth building commission, and that was made up of the key anchor organisations in Ayrshire. So that included the three Ayrshire councils, Police Scotland, NHS Ayrshire and Arran, Ayrshire College, various other organisations. And that commission agreed on a work plan to really drive forward progress. One of the things they did was establish a lead officer working group of senior officers from across the Anchor Partners to take that work plan forward. And that happened in December 2020, so just over 6 months after the strategy was published. That working group focused on three topics or three pillars of community wealth building. And those were fair employment, procurement, and land and assets. And so some of the work that happened under those different topics, so around procurement, some mapping work happened to understand the procurement spend of all of the commission partners and create a database of assets which weren't being well used for all partners. And also another thing that the group, the working group, drove forward was to create a community wealth building anchor charter. And that was so an agreement between the anchor organisations on community wealth building. And that included 16 pledges aligned to the five pillars of community wealth building, but a six pillar on climate action as well. And that was launched in October 2020. So we can see that 2020 was a really busy time for community wealth building within the area.
Yeah, so much going on there. And it's so interesting to see everything they've done. Classic that they have a six pillar because they're just stereotypically going above and beyond and developing, testing out new approaches and bringing in new concepts. Yeah. It sounds great. All right, on to the money. How has Ayrshire's community wealth building been funded and what has it paid for?
Yeah, so the Ayrshire Growth Deal is really key here. So the Ayrshire Growth Deal received £251 million from the Scottish Government, the UK Government, and the three Ayrshire Councils. And of that, £3 million was earmarked for the Ayrshire Growth Deal Community Wealth Building Programme. So that programme launched in 2021. It focused on working with businesses to create more local, good quality employment, as well as a larger and more diverse business base across the three local authority areas. It also included a dedicated community wealth building programme manager, 9 business support officers, a Fair Work team, and those were some of the kind of big things. Another element of the community wealth building programme was a £1 million business support fund, which supported community wealth building activities around the kind of business and social enterprise development area. So that included things like supporting social enterprise development, supporting employee ownership transition, supporting the development of cooperatives, and that's been really successful. That program supported over 1,000 local businesses across Ayrshire, and it's recently been granted a one-year extension. So it was 3 years and it's been granted a fourth. So lots basically has happened through the funding and support of community wealth building in the growth deal.
Yeah, interesting stuff. And that makes me want to pick up this point about indicators and evaluation. So they're talking about their evaluation approach there briefly, and that's something that we'll be picking up in our future work on community wealth building. So in terms of how community wealth building was integrated into their wider economic and local development work of the region, it would be great to hear more, particularly around remote and island areas within Ayrshire.
Sure. Well, there are other ways in which community wealth building is being explored and applied in North Ayrshire and beyond. So at a regional level, the Highlands and Islands Regional Economic Partnership includes a community wealth building subgroup, which has North Ayrshire Council officer representation on it. And that group focuses on developing collaboration in community wealth building in the region, looking at how joint working region-wide initiatives, for example, could benefit the Highlands and Islands regional economy. As well as that, North Ayrshire leads the North Ayrshire Island Programme, which is a partnership between the Council, the Scottish Government and Highlands and Islands Enterprise. And as part of that, two separate 10-year strategic island plans have been co-developed with the islands of Arran and Cymru. And those outline the key priorities of the islands, which are around inclusive economic growth and diversification, affordable housing, etc. And those island plans are really very much connected to the Scottish Government National Islands Plan and community wealth building principles. As well as that, or alongside it, North Ayrshire Council are looking at what a locality-based approach to community wealth building could look like. So they're looking at really well-being and resilience from an island perspective. So not just at the economic elements, which are so integral to community wealth building, but looking beyond this to kind of well-being and resilience too. Leading on from that, North Ayrshire is looking to work with the Democracy Collaborative to explore what locality community support hubs could look like and could develop. So it's really trying to develop and spread the locality approach. And that links very closely to community-led local development, cross-fertilisation with community-led local development and community wealth building in the region. So those are just a few things about how community wealth building is being integrated into the wider economic and local development work of Ayrshire.
Yeah, so much going on, and I feel like we're only touching the edges of it. And of course, if you're interested in all of this, go to North Ayrshire Council and the Growthia webpage and look at all the information they have on it. It's really quite wide ranging work, picking up a number of different pieces. There's a lot here in terms of the pioneer of community wealth building. Is there anything else you wanted to highlight, Ellie, before we finish with this review of what's been happening in the Ayrshires?
Well, yeah, I think just a plug really for something else that North Ayrshire are doing. I mean, obviously we've talked about North Ayrshire being a pilot, but being a pioneer of community wealth building. And in line with that, they've established a Scotland-wide community wealth building practitioners group so that local authority-based practitioners can share their learning and best practice around community wealth building. And they've also released their second community wealth building strategy and action plan for the period 2024 to 2027. So they're, you know, really, and alongside that, they've also just, they are in the process of delivering and developing their first regional economic strategy for Ayrshire, and that integrates community wealth building as a key theme too. So there's lots still going on, and hopefully more to come.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for that, Ellie. And for listeners, go ahead and keep listening, and you can hopefully pick up the next discussion of the Community Wealth Building Pilots, which will be the podcast following on from this.